You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you. Trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today. I'd like to dedicate this broadcast to all of our mothers in our congregation today, and we're opening the musical part with the Way of Truth singers singing for us, Kind Shepherd.
The shepherd looked down from his pastures above. He saw unclaimed and unloved. He could have left you to die all alone, but the shepherd called his name and he followed him home. Kind shepherd, feed them in pastures so green. Water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the field where the soul is free. Kind shepherd, feed them in pastures so green. He sought for peace in a far distant land. He longed for the touch of a kind, tender hand. Then he met Jesus, and somehow he knew his soul had found peace, and his searching was true. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures so green. Let him drink cool water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the fields where the soul is free. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the kind shepherd that we have, and we do desire to please him and to obey him and to follow his leadings. We thank you for the privilege of presenting this broadcast today to this precious congregation, and we're trusting that wherever there are those listening to the service, that the Holy Spirit will make it a blessing to them. We're so thankful that we know that you love and care for everyone, and so we're asking you to minister to our congregation according to their needs, physical or spiritual, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Kneel down by the side of your mother, my boy. You have only a moment, I know. But stay till I give you this parting advice. It is all that I have to bestow. Hold fast to the right, hold fast to forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, that you've learned from your mother at home. I gave you to God in your cradle, my boy, and I taught you the best that I knew. And as long as His mercies permit me to live, I shall never cease praying for you. Hold fast to the right, hold fast to the right, wherever your footsteps may roam. Forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, that you've learned from your mother at home. You lead me to seek your employment, my boy, by the world you have yet to be tried. But in all your temptations and trials, my boy, may your soul in the Savior confide. Hold fast to the right, hold fast to the right, wherever your footsteps may roam. Forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, that you learned from your mother at home. You will find in your satchel a Bible, my boy. It's a book of all others the best. Teach you to live and prepare you to die, and will lead you to that home of the blessed. Hold fast to the right, hold fast to the right, wherever your footsteps may roam. Forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, that you learned from your mother at home.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Mothers Are to Be Honored. And our scripture lesson is taken out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. I will read verses 10, 11, and 12, and also 27 through 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. Then in verses 27 through 31, we read, she looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Where would this world be without mothers? Well, it just simply would not be populated, that's for sure. All human beings are to be respected as God's creation. In Ezekiel 18:4, we read, "All souls are mine." But mothers hold a special place of honor. Now, the word honor means, in part, a high regard or great respect given, a keen sense of right and wrong, adherence to action or principles, considered right, integrity, chastity or purity. Honorable means worthy of being honored. Mothers are to be honored, respected, appreciated, and loved. But it is a sad fact that not all mothers conduct themselves in an honorable way. Just before I came to the studio to make this broadcast, I noticed in our local newspaper that a mother had been charged with murdering her 13-year-old girl. So it is a sad thing that not all mothers conduct themselves in an honorable way. But mothers' influence, for good or bad, is far-reaching. She affects her home circle. She affects the community, the state, the nation, and the world. The church will fail without godly mothers. I say the church will fail without godly mothers. So mothers play and fill a very, very important place in the family and in society, and they are indeed to be honored. I want to quote a number of people now in regard to what they had to say about their mothers. And this is very familiar to many, I'm sure. Abraham Lincoln said, "All that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." Another quote from Lincoln, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life." George Washington said, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. I attribute all my success in my life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her." And in regard to mother's love, a mother's arms are made to tenderness or of tenderness, and children sleep soundly in them, so Victor Hugo said. "Mama was my greatest teacher, a teacher of compassion, love, and fearlessness. If love is sweet as a flower, then my mother is that sweet flower of love," so Steve Wonder said. "The love of a mother is the veil of softer light between the heart and the Heavenly Father," Samuel Taylor Coleridge said. "The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother," so Theodore Herzberg said. Another quote, "Mother's love is peace. It need not be acquired. It need not be deserved. It's automatic," I suppose we would have to say, and that was Eric Fromm said that. "The mother is everything. She is our consolation in sorrow, our hope in misery, and our strength in weakness. She is the source of love, mercy, sympathy, and forgiveness. He who loses his mother loses a pure soul who blesses and guards him constantly, Cahill Gibran said. A mother is the truest friend we have. When trials, heavy and sudden, fall upon us, when adversity takes the place of prosperity, when friend who rejoice with us in our sunshine desert us when trouble thickens around us, still she clings to us and endeavor by her kind precepts and counsel to dissipate the clouds of darkness and cause peace to return to our hearts. And that was Washington Irving who said that. Not every mother will be able to do all these quotes mentioned, but maybe may the Lord bless every mother to strive to be what God would have her to be. So again, I say mothers fill a very, very important place. And what would the world do without them? Well, there just wouldn't be a world of populated people. And again, I quoted a while ago the statement that the church would fail without godly mothers. And how true that is. In regard to mother, a person who deserves some time of her own. Yes, let me repeat that. A mother is one who deserves some time of her own. She should not be taken up in everything else and have to neglect or fail to have some time to do some of the things that she might like, some of the things that she might desire. And a wife who should be loved and appreciated by her husband. If a man loves his wife as Christ loved the church, and that's what we're told to do, husbands. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church. If a husband loves his wife as Christ loved the church, that wife is blessed indeed. For Christ loved the church so much that he gave himself for it. And if a man loves his wife as much as Christ loved the church, he'd be willing to give his life for her. Now, a wife is a helpmate, a homemaker. And what is a home without a mother? A laborer leader, a peacemaker, an arbitrator, a nurse, a friend and counselor, a worker with God in training her children for the Lord. I'd like to repeat that. A mother is a helpmate, a homemaker, a laborer leader, a peacemaker, an arbitrator, a nurse, a friend and counselor, a worker with God, training her children for the Lord. Who said the woman was wasting her time and her talents by being a wife and a mother and a homekeeper? I say that's a pretty full job, and especially the last part, a worker with God in training her children for the Lord. I would say that is the greatest responsibility that she has. You may gain some material wealth, you may gain some office, but if you rear your children for God, they grow up to live for God and make heaven their home, you have accomplished the greatest thing that you could possibly accomplish in life. A wife and mother is one of the most important persons in the world. And again, don't get tired of me saying that, but I say it because I believe it. A wife and mother is one of the most important persons in the world. Honor thy mother. Why? Because she is your mother. That's the first thing, because she is your mother. You only have one mother. She is the one, along with God, who gave you life. She is the one who fed you for 9 months in her body. and may have suffered sickness many mornings in doing so. Honor your mother for your own good. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So honoring your mother, you're doing it for your own good, as well as for the good of others. That's Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16. Now, if you want a picture of what God thought and what the Old Testament saints thought in regard to mothers, notice this scripture out of Exodus chapter 21 and verse 17. Under the Old Covenant, it was a very serious offense to dishonor father and mother. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Now, I realize we're not living under the Old Covenant, and we're not going to put people to death for that, but I give you that scripture to show you what mothers and fathers were to, how they were to be regarded under the Old Covenant. And as far as regarding them, they should be regarded today. And no one should curse them either, not by any means. And he that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Exodus 21 and 17. Honor thy father, honor thy mother, and respect them in regard to their position and because of their love and concern for you. Honor your mother. How? By loving them and by showing it. Don't just tell them, but show it. Loving them by showing them you love them. Respecting them by obeying them and by helping them. Helping with the house chores, cleaning your room, picking up your dirty clothes, putting your toys away when you are through playing with them, and that's particularly directed towards children that are still in the house. But it makes no difference how old you are or how long you may have had a home of your own. You still need to respect your mother. My mother passed away a number of years ago, but I still know that my mother loved me, and my mother loved me and showed her love for me. She had a large family, but she loved every one of us, and she showed her love for each one of her children. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Again, that's Proverbs 31:31. And before I close, I'd like to refer to some good mothers that we read about in the Bible. First of all, the mother of the one we know as Moses. Now, this mother did not fear the wrath of the king, and she hid him for 3 months and then made a little ark of bulrush, to protect him and put him in the flags there at the edge of the Nile River. And his sister Miriam watched to see what happened to him. And as you know the story, she got her little son back and was able to keep him until he was weaned, presumably by the age of seven. And she had to be a good mother, for she instilled in him much truths concerning God and God's handiwork. And that stayed with Moses, and when he come to years of age, of legal age, chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Another mother that we can think of, and that is the mother of Samuel. She was barren, and her husband had two wives, and the other wife was able to have children, and the other wife taunted Samuel's mother because she was not able to have children, and see there at the temple or the place of worship at Shiloh, sought the Lord earnestly and prayed and promised God that if he would give her a son, she would give him back to the Lord as long as he lived. And after she weaned him, she took him to Shiloh and left him there with the high priest. And Samuel is one of the greatest prophets that we read about in the Old Testament. And he was a faithful man indeed. He charged the children of Israel when he was old to say wherein he had taken any man's gift or had treated any with disrespect or with partiality, and they were not able to lay one charge against him. And I attribute much of Samuel's success as a prophet of God to his godly mother, who prayed for him, and God answered her prayer. Another one that we mention is the young man Timothy. And he was a faithful co-laborer with Paul. Sometimes I don't think Timothy gets as much credit as he should, because he was in the shadow, as it were, of the Apostle Paul. But Timothy had not only a good godly mother, but he had a godly grandmother as well. And the last one that I would mention, possibly the greatest mother of all, is the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. For God chose her to be the mother of the Savior of the world. May God bless all mothers who are striving and endeavoring to be what God would have them to be. Father, we do thank you today for our godly mothers, and we're thankful for the privilege of sharing this message with our congregation, and we trust that some thought, some scripture has proven to be a blessing to our congregation. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, or you can join us in our services. Sunday morning service, 20 minutes before 11. Sunday evening service at 6. Wednesday evening service at 7. www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us next week when again we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast, the Lord willing.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, and watching unto prayer, where calls the voice of duty, be never one. noise of battle, the next, the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be.